Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1418. 5 Eating Goals That Aren't Fad Diets, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. With that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Eating Goals That Aren't Fad Diets, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. Right now, I'm seeing Facebook posts swirl around with questions like, what about keto? What about the HCG diet? What about Whole30? It's natural that as beach season is upon us, we want to turn over a new leaf. However, a new leaf, or even a minor overhaul of eating habits, doesn't have to mean going on a restrictive fad diet. But before I get into the 5 eating goals that I would suggest as alternatives, I want to quickly acknowledge the strengths of a formal diet, because there are advantages. Advantage 1, there are clear rules. Advantage 2, you know when you're doing it right and you know when you're doing it wrong. Advantage 3, you have a sense of accomplishment when you follow it well. And advantage 4, you probably get quick results because the diet cuts out so many calories by cutting out a food group or forcing you to eat at certain times of the day. You can see from this short list that there are reasons why diets are popular. Even difficult diets can be considered easy to follow, and if you're strict enough, they will yield the results that you want, at least temporarily. However, as many of my clients know from years of yo-yo dieting, these kinds of restrictive plans often don't work long term. Once the diet goes from on mode to off mode, it's easy to slip back into the old normal, and there's no new normal to support a healthier way of life. Instead of starting a diet, unless a doctor has told you to do so, here are 5 new habits, meaning new eating goals, that I would suggest. Goal number 1, cooking more of your meals. By far, the most consistent problem that I see in my clients' overall diets is a lack of food preparation. Each week, it is extremely helpful to take even 10 minutes to outline what you would like to eat the next week, and to go grocery shopping with that list in mind. While good cooking does take practice, decent cooking is extremely accessible right away. And I promise, the more you cook, the faster and better you will get at it. Make sure you have the basic essentials, like a few good pots and pans and knives, and start by imitating restaurant meals that you like with healthy or lighter twists. Some recipes are flexible and easy to repeat over and over with variety, like quinoa, bean salads, soups, meat and veggie combinations, and wraps. Remember, you don't have to be a gourmet chef. Simple meals will be lifesavers when you need them. Goal number 2, changing your snacking habits. Snacking is often not a response to hunger. It's usually filling up space or time or occupying some attention or distracting boredom. One of my bridal clients who trimmed down significantly for her wedding and maintained the leanness afterwards simply stopped keeping granola at her desk. While there were many changes that she made, this was an important one. I have had other clients who kept economy-sized bags of nuts at their desks and slashed hundreds or possibly more than 1,000 calories per day from their diets simply by getting rid of this one habit of mindless eating. Instead of snacking throughout the day, plan one or two strategic snacks that are high in fiber, high in protein, and low in sugar, and plan these snacks for the times of day when you get the most hungry. 4 p.m. is a common time. Goal number 3, eating more protein. Eating more protein is an underlying tenet of most popular weight loss diets, Atkins, Paleo, Whole30, and so on. There is a reason that eating more protein is a common denominator in so many diets. Protein is incredibly satisfying, especially when you combine it with fiber. This means that your stomach fills up faster and stays full longer as your body slowly breaks down the hearty protein source. This translates into fewer cravings and less preoccupation with food, which often happens when you're hungry. For some reason, many struggle psychologically with eating more protein. I think some folks are afraid of bulking up, and there are new concerns about the environmental consequences of eating a meat-heavy diet. However, there are lots of ways to satisfy your protein requirements without turning a blind eye to the planet's needs, and you can rest assured that you will likely not bulk up. For example, making a legume like lentils a centerpiece of your diet can increase both your protein and fiber intake significantly. You can also get protein from plant sources like tofu, soy, tempeh, and nutritional yeast. If you want to adopt a more vegetarian lifestyle, dairy and eggs offer a powerful protein punch. Obviously, meat will be the most concentrated source of protein, but even with my meat-light lifestyle, I easily hit my goal of 100 or more grams of protein per day. When it comes to protein goals, aim for at least half of your body weight in grams if possible. So, if you weigh 150 pounds, try to eat about 75 grams of protein or more per day. If you weigh 200 pounds, try to eat at least 100 grams. You get the idea. Goal number 4, drinking more water. Drinking more water is another fantastic strategy for short-circuiting cravings and feeling fuller longer. Plus, it's good for just maintaining your daily health. You're going to have more energy, and your digestion might be more robust. A great tip for drinking more water is to use one of two strategies. One, drink from a huge bottle. I have had more than one client do this as a habit, and while it looks slightly comical, it does encourage you to drink more. Or two, keep a reusable water bottle around with 4 to 6 rubber bands on it. Every time you completely drink the bottle, take a rubber band off, or move it to the top if you don't want to lose it. Your goal each day is to move all of the rubber bands every day. And finally, goal number 5, tracking or journaling your food. The least sexy but possibly most impactful thing that you could do to create some new food habits is to track your food for a period of time. This will help assist in your planning. Many people refer to the phrase calorie counting as if it's a bad word. But the reality is that calorie counting can be unrestrictive, not obsessive, and not limiting. Instead, when used wisely, calorie counting can be liberating, educational, and flexible. Build precision by using measuring cups and spoons for your cooking and doing basic math to add, subtract, divide, and multiply to create serving sizes. You don't have to track forever, and I don't recommend doing that. But if you're a numbers geek like me, you may enjoy intermittently tracking every once in a while. It helps to keep me on target with my sports nutrition needs and makes holes in my diet extremely obvious, like not enough protein or not getting enough vegetables or getting too much saturated fat. The bottom line? You can change your eating without going on a fad diet with strict rules. You will find that these small shifts are approachable, easier to maintain over time, and will add up to big results. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Eating Goals That Aren't Fad Diets by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Do you remember me talking about my days before I got into all of this health and wellness stuff? Like how fast food and restaurant foods were basically a daily thing for me? Cooking foods at home wasn't always something that I valued or cared about. Even though I have turned over a new leaf, using Rachel's words, and have changed my lifestyle, I still find myself craving restaurant foods every now and then. But when I need motivation to cook more of my meals at home, I actually use something that Rachel mentioned. I try and imitate restaurant meals that I like or that I'm craving. Before I order takeout, I ask myself, couldn't I just make the same thing at home? Usually the answer is yes. Craving a burger? I can make a better one that's better for me and exactly the way I want it. Craving Asian-style noodles? Same thing. I have dry pasta and veggies at home. Why can't I just make it myself? Which actually brings me to my next point. I like keeping certain things on hand. For example, when I go grocery shopping, I like buying packs of frozen veggies so that when I have a craving for a certain dish, I don't have to worry about not having those ingredients handy. So I always like to have a pack of frozen stir-fry veggies on hand. So if I'm craving those Asian-style noodles, I can quickly whip up this dish in no time. I always have organic ground chicken or turkey in my freezer too, so when I'm craving a burger, I can make one. The ultimate goal is to try and make the nutritious choice the easier choice. All right, that's it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.